FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Couts, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. Happy New Year. The next three shows are all going to be dedicated to giving us information so that we are all prepared for the new year. So the first show that we have is with Nancy Aruda. Nancy's from UniverseSky.com. She's with us every first and third Wednesday of the month. So today, although we usually take callers, we're not going to take callers today because Nancy has way too much information to give to us. So I understand everybody wants their have their questions answered for the new year, but Nancy will be back with us on the 16th, so you can use that date to connect with us to ask for your yearly answers of what's coming up. But welcome, Nancy.
Thank you.
So I know that Nancy, again, she's got a lot of stuff to talk about, so let's start.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of excited now that we're in a new year.
Uh-huh.
I think it was good to get rid of the old year and move into a new space.
Amen.
And the first thing I do, as I do all the time, every new year, is talk about the numerology vibration of the year. And this year, if we add 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 3, we get a 6. And I look at all the numbers between 1 and 22 and then reflect them back to the tarot, the major arcana in the tarot, to understand what it is that we're learning. And each major arcana has an astrological association. So then I look at the astrological association and see how does that play out this year. So this year with the number 6, we are working with the principle of relatedness and choice. This is a year of making a choice. The number 6, which is our conscious vibration of the year, is the lover's card in the tarot deck. And it is the sign of Gemini, where we are in this urge to unite and having a choice to love. When we look at the unconscious vibration this year, it is the number 15. And this is the card that a lot of people don't like, the devil card, which is represented by temptation and bondage. Okay, so it doesn't necessarily refer to how we typically think of the devil, but it pulls up the sign of Capricorn, and it is the urge to separate and the choice of fear. So we are in a year of where we get to choose fear or love. And the key words or the key learnings for this year are attraction and division, synergy and separation, exchange, sharing and relating, vitality, sensuality, connectedness, the ability to discriminate between right and wrong, temptation, and obsession. So it is a year filled with duality, where we will need to look at all sides of every situation. And we are put in a choice between love and fear. Love and fear operate on a polarity, and we're being asked not only to find the middle ground, but hopefully to move more towards the vibration of love. And when I think of the number 6, I instantly think of the phrase, as above, so below. And I see the image of the 6-pointed star comprised of 2 triangles, one triangle pointing up and the other pointing down. And when we think of triangles, they are an infusion of harmony between body, mind, and soul. With 2 triangles, we are integrating the duality of the spirit versus the human. Our spirit or soul knows the path to fulfillment and wholeness. However, our human identity often challenges what our soul already knows. Our ego, which is a concept of being human, interferes with embracing the vibration of love, for it operates on an unconscious level based on past fears. It is possible to move through those fears and align with the higher frequencies of the six-pointed star, which is also known as the Merkaba. Or the Star of David, by choosing the vibration of love. Because when you choose the vibration of love, you're automatically pointing upwards. You're automatically choosing that higher vibration of spirit and soul versus the human identity. So that's what 2013 is asking us, to choose love.
Right. And, of course, love is not necessarily the romantic love. It's kind of the higher vibration of what love is.
Yeah, it's the unconditional love. It's the, you know, look at those points of fear in your life. Look at those things that you don't want to have to deal with. Because when you're in a point of avoidance, you're actually avoiding because of some sort of unconscious fear. You may not be tapped into the emotion or the intensity of the scariest thing you can think of, but avoidance is triggered by fear. So we're going to avoid certain things because we just don't want to have to deal with it. We're scared of dealing with it, or we don't know how to deal with it, which again is somewhat of a fear. Not knowing how to deal with something can trigger fears. So it's really about tackling, okay, consciously choosing to say, I need to move through this in order to get to where I want to go, whatever this is, whatever the fear is, right? Or the I don't know how to deal with it energy. And the thing is, when you don't know how to deal with something, your best bet is to find a professional in that area of life and ask for assistance.
Yeah. Or ask for downloads from your team, your
totally.
Divine team and stuff.
Yes.
I mean, just remember to ask for help, whether it's, you know, having to go to someone else or go within, but
yes,
ask. Can't get help if you don't ask.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't ask.
No, I know.
Right? They continue to hold that thought process inward and not process it externally. If you're trying to figure out, okay, what is it I'm supposed to be choosing between? Like it's typically pretty easy to see. It's a matter of whether or not we want to look at the truth in our life. And the first thing that you can think of in your life that causes any sense of irritation is what you need to look at.
Right.
So it's easy to look at the stuff that we love, right? So, for example, you know, we look at our goals for the year of 2013, and they're all things that we want to achieve and that we're working towards achieving. What about the goals that we don't look at?
Right. Well, and you know, when we make these New Year's resolutions and goals, a lot of them are all these external things that we are trying to change and fix.
Yes.
And we need to, you know, nothing ever changes from the outside in. It has to change from the inside out.
Exactly. So we can look to other things that Gemini rules. Gemini rules our thought process, our mental faculty. It's our ability to communicate, analyze information in order to process the choices or to utilize discernment with how we apply information. It rules short distance travel, our ability to get from A to B. Okay. And everything that we need to operate within our short distance travel. It rules, okay, I mentioned communication, and that's all types of communication, reading, writing, speaking, listening. Okay. And I heard listening is a very important one. A lot of people don't know how to listen. You have to choose to listen. You know, so listening is part of that as well. Reading and writing. Information's accessible everywhere, right? And so when we look to the importance of Gemini in the year of 2013 because of its association to the number six and the Lover's card, we got to look at, okay, so what's Gemini's ruling planet? And this is the planet that we all love. It's Mercury.
Well, we all love it or not when it goes
retrograde.
We love
it when it's direct.
Yes.
I like him so much when he's in his trickster phase and he's going retrograde. So let's talk about the Mercury retrogrades. We have three of them this year. So yay, there's only three.
Yes.
Because typically there could be three or four. So we're at the shorter end this year, which is a good thing. We have Mercury, stationing retrograde on February 23rd, 2013 at 19 degrees of Pisces, 52 minutes. It will then station direct on March 17th, 2013 at 5 degrees of Pisces, 37 minutes. And these are Eastern times. Sorry?
Stays in Pisces the whole time.
Stays in Pisces the whole time. Pre-shadow for that is February the 9th, and post-shadow is April 6th.
Okay.
So we'll start to feel the retrograde February 9th.
All right.
In Pisces, what is it doing? It's confusing our intuitive receptors, our ability to focus more intuitively or in alignment with our soul. So there's some soul lessons being activated. There's going to be some choices that we need to make from a place of pure faith. And, you know, yes, we're still utilizing discernment, but it's a different level. It's more like intuitive discernment. Trust your intuition during that Mercury retrograde.
Right.
It may be off, but it's off for a reason.
Right. Because we have so much more to talk about, should we go through all the Mercuries, or do you want to talk about what's in retrograde right now?
Oh.
Significant because...
Okay, it is very significant. Yes, let's go back. We can do the rest of Mercury retrogrades later.
Yeah.
So, starting this year... I totally forgot. Thank you, Lori, for keeping me in alignment here. It's a very interesting year as we move into January 1st, or we have moved into January 1st, with only one planet being retrograde, and that is the planet Jupiter. And it's retrograde in the sign of Gemini. So there's that kind of connection to the number vibration. The only planet that's retrograde at the beginning of the year is in the sign of Gemini. Jupiter moved into the sign of Gemini. Where's my Jupiter information?
It was October. That helps.
No, it went retrograde in October.
Oh, I thought that's what you asked.
Yep. It moved into the sign of Gemini June 11th, 2012.
Oh, that's what you wanted. Okay.
Yes. And it went retrograde October 4th, 2012 at 16 degrees of Gemini. Jupiter will station direct on January 30th, 2013 at 6 degrees of Gemini. And then it moves into the sign of Cancer on November 25th, 2013. Sorry.
June 25th, 2013.
It will retrograde again this year, November 7th, 2013, at 20 degrees of Cancer. But then it will not station direct until March 6th, 2014, while in the sign of Cancer. Now, even when Jupiter goes into the sign of Cancer, it's still significant to the vibrational energies of this year because Cancer is opposite Capricorn. And we always operate on this polarity, especially in the year of duality. Okay. So we always operate on a polarity. And so we're operating here with the Cancer Capricorn polarity. And a part of our unconscious vibration of the number 15 and Capricorn this year will be shown to us when Jupiter moves into the sign of Cancer. On, is that the date?
25th of June.
Perfect. Yes.
Hmm.
So, the other thing that's interesting to note about the Jupiter retrograde is it stations direct at 6 degrees of Gemini on January 30th. That's the exact same degree as the lunar eclipse. Was it lunar eclipse? Yes, lunar eclipse on November 28th, 2012. Was at 6 degrees of Gemini. So there's a little bit of whatever it was we were learning, because we work with eclipse energies for 6 months at a time.
Right.
So whatever it was that that eclipse activated, it will somewhat be reactivated, okay, on January 30th, so that we can continue integrating that learning of that eclipse.
All right, we need to go to our first break.
Okay.
You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Sweaty as you look down, you're running already when you hit
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arita. We're talking about all the astrological aspects of 2013, or at least the ones that are really kind of key to the year so that you have your head start on what to expect for the year. So it's a very busy day, so we won't be taking callers, but Nancy will be back on the 16th, and we can take calls then. Nancy's from UniversalSky.com. So, Nance, we kind of briefly went into the Mercury's, and then I pulled you back because I thought we should talk about Jupiter, but let's finish with the Mercury retrogrades.
Right.
And why they're important.
Okay. Yes, because there was something we noticed.
Yes.
So we discussed the first Mercury retrograde. I'll just recap. February 23rd, 2013, retrograde at 19 degrees of Pisces, moving direct March 17th, 2013 at 5 degrees of Pisces. The second Mercury retrograde is on June 26th, 2013 at 23 degrees of Cancer. And then we'll station direct on July 20th, 2013 at 13 degrees of Cancer. With the pre-shadow, June the 10th, to the post-shadow, August the 4th. And then, of course, the last one of the year is on October 21st at 18 degrees of Scorpio, 23 minutes. And it stations direct November the 10th at 2 degrees of Scorpio, 29 minutes. With a pre-shadow of October the 1st and a post-shadow of November 27th. These are all Eastern time. And what we noticed about them is they're all in water signs this year.
Not only just in water signs, but they also don't go into any other sign. Like usually, you know, they retrograde back into another sign.
Sometimes they will, yes.
Yeah.
Or at least there's one or two in the year that do.
Yeah.
Right? Where this year, no, they're in water. They stay in water. Which really means clearing false beliefs. So not just at a mental level, but at an emotional level too. Pay attention to the amount of emotion you use in your voice when you're communicating. How are you like sharing your unconscious experience or your unconscious, you know, thought process in your story with your emotions and your, you know, the words that you're choosing? And so, you know, when we want to change our reality and align more with our authentic self or our higher self or our soul self, we really need to look at what we're communicating to other individuals, because it's through that communication that we're identifying with where we're stuck in life.
Right.
So I think these retrogrades show us this huge opportunity to implement discernment in times where there's a lot of confusion.
Right, especially our emotions, even though...
Yes.
Yeah. Our emotions are really tied into our memories of our past, so...
Yeah, and it's kind of hard. It's hard to separate the mental and emotional component of our thought process.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what I call psychological. Okay, so yes, we have a mental reality, and yes, we have an emotional reality, and they are somewhat separate, but quite often in our society, we merge those two levels together. So it's hard to find that demarcation point of what's emotional and what's mental.
But I think that is the goal. In that, you know, unless we can learn how to detach from the emotional,
story.
Well, yeah, like until we can detach from our emotional, that boost of energy that we get when something happens, so we go directly into anger, we go directly into fear, we go directly into grief, like we have to be able to detach that emotional aspect from the mental emotion, the mental aspect, because until we can do that, we'll never be in the present moment. We're always going to be stuck in the past because it's always related to a past memory. So I think it's really important that we do. So I guess in the next year, we're going to talk a lot about our emotions because I think it's going to become an important aspect of this year.
Yeah, totally. And like, it's about emotional release and emotional clearing. And, you know, moving through that and learning to recognize when an emotion is overpowering your thought process.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I think what that means is when your unconscious mind takes over.
Yeah. And the emotional charge, that was the word I was looking for, the emotional charge that comes with it.
Right.
That we have to start, I mean, we have to start accepting it, but we have to start acknowledging it and seeing it first.
Yes.
You know, and not getting caught up in that charge, because that charge is totally usually irrelevant to what you're actually experiencing. It's almost always based from a past experience.
Yeah. So if we look at these three retrogrades, like the first one is soul infusing. So there's some form of, you know, discernment that we need to make at a soul level and consciously share that with knowledge or with communication in our day-to-day life. The second one is activating that unconscious vibration again because it's in the sign of Cancer.
Right.
Which is the opposite energy of Capricorn.
So, or at least our desire to climb back into the shell and to completely avoid our emotions.
Yeah. And that might be what this is all about, emotional avoidance. It's in the month of June, July. Okay.
Right.
And what a perfect time to withdraw.
But Jupiter's also going into Cancer.
Yes.
In that same time.
Jupiter goes to Cancer June 25th, the day before the Mercury retrograde.
Right. So kind of a double wallop.
A double wallop of truly looking at, I guess, our emotional foundation.
Yeah.
If I had to give Cancer a word of what we're going to be looking at, we're going to be looking at our emotional foundation.
Okay.
And with the Mercury retrograde, we're doing that inward. We're processing that information on an internal level. The thing is, don't project it outwardly.
Right.
Process it internally.
And then the grand finale.
The grand finale is Scorpio, which is that let me dump out your psychological garbage can. It is pure transformation. It is emotional release. And it is its intention is clearing.
Yeah.
Letting go of what no longer serves you on a thought and an emotional level.
It should be an interesting year.
Yes.
Hmm. So I know we won't be able to get through all of the moon aspects. Is there something smaller before we go to the moon?
You mean before our break?
Yeah, because we... Yeah.
No.
We'll start with the moon and we'll go to break and come back with the moon.
Okay, so where did you want to start with the moon? Because I know you're totally into this. There's two full moons in one sign.
I thought it was really interesting that, like, last year, it was a year that we had... a blue moon anyway.
Yes.
So we had two full moons, and I can't remember, but...
In a calendar month.
Yes, in one calendar month, and I think it was, you know, May. But what was interesting is that there were two full moons in Cancer? What's
Aquarius.
No, that's this year. Okay. Cancer. So two
moons
in Cancer last year. And so this year, there's not going to be a full moon at all in Cancer, which is interesting since we have all this stuff in Cancer happening.
Yes.
And we're going to have two back-to-back in Aquarius.
Yes. And it's interesting because, like, as I was talking about in December and entering into the age of light.
Yeah.
That we shall have two full moons in the sign of light.
Yeah.
So we shall be totally illuminated in July and August.
So, yeah. So something's going to be happening. In the summer is going to be a big shift month.
Yes.
Period, I guess, not month. Between.
Yeah. See, for me personally, I know June is going to be this pivotal month.
Right.
Okay. However, the eclipses happen before June. So for some people, that pivot may happen before the eclipse, like during the eclipse.
Oh, yes, so let's talk about the eclipses.
Right. We have, starting off, a triple eclipse, okay? So on April 25th, 2013, we have a lunar eclipse in the sign of Scorpio.
Interesting.
Clearing. When's that retrograde again? Right, we're not in the retrograde yet. And then, of course, on... May the 9th, we have a solar eclipse in the sign of Taurus at 19 degrees of Taurus, 31 minutes. And then May 25th, we have another lunar eclipse at 4 degrees of Sagittarius, 8 minutes. And Sagittarius is opposite Gemini.
Mm.
So there is some lessons here around implementing information and knowledge with the last eclipse, with the lunar.
Right. So two lunar and one solar.
Two lunar, one solar, which means two lessons, one gift.
Isn't it always that way?
Yes.
And then we have the pivotal month in June, which is Jupiter.
This Jupiter and the Mercury retrograde, all this Cancer energy being activated. Right. And I think it's, you know, typically when the sun is in Cancer.
Yeah.
In July, right?
Yeah.
And then we go towards the second half of the year. And we have the next set of eclipses on October the 18th. There is a lunar eclipse at 25 degrees of Aries. And then a solar eclipse November the 3rd at 11 degrees of Scorpio. So there's that clearing energy again. We're pulling in a new dynamic of the Aries Libra. So we're going back to kind of like redefining our sense of self and our relationships.
So I'm sorry, we start the eclipses in...
Well, we're continuously working through this Scorpio-Taurus eclipse pattern.
Right. We start the very first one is in Scorpio and the very last one's in Scorpio?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. But the first one's a lunar.
Right.
And then the second one. And the last one's the new moon eclipse, or is the solar in Scorpio.
All right. Sounding interesting year, but we're going to go to our next break. So you're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Nancy Arruda today talking about all the changes, all the things that are happening with our astrology this year. She's from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Thank you.
live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Today I have Nancy Aruda with us from Universal Sky. Nancy's with us every first and third Wednesday of the month. She will be back on the 16th, so we will take callers then. But today we're talking all about the astrological aspects of 2013. And it so far looks like it's going to be an interesting year. So we just finished up. Is there anything else about the eclipses you wanted to mention?
Not so much about the eclipses, but like let's go back to that moon.
Right.
The no full moon in the sign of Cancer and what that may mean.
Okay? Right, especially with all the stuff that's going on in Cancer this year.
Yes. Now, there's always some moon phase that won't be found in a year, okay? But sometimes it's the quarter moons, okay? So whether it's first quarter or last quarter.
I thought there was always one that's duplicate. I didn't think there was
There's always one that's duplicate, and if one's duplicate, one's missing.
Okay. I thought that was unusual because usually there's 13 of something, which means...
But we have 12 months.
Yes.
So there's always something that's duplicated and there's always something that's missing. So what's duplicated this year is the first quarter.
Right.
Was it first quarter or last quarter? Last quarter.
Last quarter.
There's an extra last quarter moon. Right? Which, you know, I really don't pay much. Some astrologers do. Some people do pay attention to all four phases. Some people break it into eight phases of the moon. Some people look at the 28 phases of the moon, which is every day of the lunar activity. You know, so it all depends on where you want to place emphasis. I look more to the new moon and the full moon. Right. So the new moon is about like stimulating new beginnings in your life, planting new seeds, moving in a new direction, and the full moon is a point of illumination, seeing seeds that were planted from 6 months ago blossoming. And I also see them as a point of awareness, okay, where we can look at our life and look at what sign the moon is in to see how we've manifested something and how something is taking priority or prevalence in our life. And so the simple fact that there is no full moon in Cancer states that a part of this unconscious vibration energy that we're working with in Capricorn is not allowed to be seen.
Mm.
Okay? Because this year, we can identify with it come January of next year. Because the full moon will be in Cancer, right? Just not in 2013. It's January 15th, 2014.
Right.
At 25 degrees of Cancer. So it's a component of the unconscious vibration that we're learning must remain unconscious until the new calendar year. And of course, that then brings in a new numerology vibration, which gives us permission to identify with one of the biggest components of fear, or the unconsciousness that we're working through in 2014. Now, there's other ways that it's going to be activated, and that's with the Jupiter in Cancer energy. Right. And what was the other way?
I think Mercury is also...
The Mercury retrograde, yeah. Correct. So there's ways that it's still transpiring. It's just full illumination is not permitted in the 2013 calendar year.
Right.
The double full moon in Aquarius I find very interesting because all of 2012 I'm talking about the age of light and how we're moving into the age of light. And light is ruled by the vibration of Aquarius 11th house and the planet Uranus. And so if we look at Aquarius having two full moons in the sign of Aquarius is really about, where is our light consciousness? How are we utilizing energy in our life? We're given the opportunity not just 1 month to see it, but 2 months. Where are you a humanitarian? Are there areas of life where you need to, you know, give more, okay, and operate from that light body or that light consciousness versus the unconsciousness or the fear consciousness? So this is truly illumination of your own personal energy and where you're directing that energy. And you're given two opportunities, July 22nd and August 20th, to fully identify with that. the opposite sign. So the sun will be in the sign of Leo both times. Okay. And that's truly Leo is, it's the creative aspect of who we are, but it also rules the ego. So this is where we're being shown on some level, you know, where we need to reduce our ego, where we need to reduce our human component and allow our light to shine more, but not from a place of human reward, from a place of authentic heart-centeredness.
Right.
So that's what I kind of like about the double Aquarius moon. I also like it because I have moon in Aquarius, so.
Ah, yes.
But I have a feeling, okay, during that time period, I'm on holidays.
I see. Whether you want to or not.
Well, you know what? No, I always retreat. I go into my internal cave in the month of August. And I do a lot of inner work and self-work in the month of August. I still perform services for other people, but I'm also doing a lot of my own work. And then, of course, I'm planning my fall and winter schedule during that month.
Right.
So there's two times I do that. I do it in December. I do all my planning for the, you know, first half of the year. And then in August, I do planning for the second half of the year.
Nice. Nice.
Yes.
All right. So that's the moon. Okay. What else is coming up?
What else have we got going on? Well, you know, when I look to the sign of Capricorn and what it is that we need to learn, okay, the strongest vibration taking place within the sign of Capricorn this year is the planet Pluto, and it is located in the sign of Capricorn. And we have been working with Pluto and Capricorn for some time. Okay, so this is nothing new to the listeners that listen to us all the time. They've heard me talk about Pluto and Capricorn. Okay, it is in the sign of Capricorn. It moved into the sign of Capricorn in 2008 and will remain there until 2024. So we can look at the retrograde and direct periods for 2013, which is, here we go, it will station retrograde on April 12th, 2013 at 11 degrees of Capricorn, 35 minutes, and then station direct on September 20th, 2013 at 8 degrees Capricorn, 59 minutes. But the other big cycle that we have been working with is the Uranus square Pluto aspect. And this started last year when Uranus, which is the awakener, okay, and we are awakening to our authentic self as a society. Every individual is awakening to their true sense of self. And when you've tapped into who you are on an authentic level, huge amounts of inspiration charges through your veins, charges through your electrical system in your body. So you feel, you physically feel that sense of inspiration and authenticity within yourself. It will be squaring Pluto. And Pluto is the transformer. It is about slow transformational evolution. Okay? It's an outer planet. So again, it rules society on many levels. And it is in the sign of Capricorn, which is society. And here, when Uranus is squaring Pluto, how it affects us personally is we're learning to control the power in our own life and not the lives of others. So this is about holding the power within, holding the power for ourselves, and allowing other people to do the same for themselves, as opposed to us projecting our power and trying to control or manipulate other people. All of our intense emotional attachments will be challenged at a deep level. There may be a fear of loss in what you have established in life. Getting to the depth of the unconscious mind to understand the attraction process or the why am I attracting this is very, very important during these aspects, okay? Because it is truly about sweeping away old structures that no longer serve your evolutionary path and your evolutionary purpose. And stepping into new ways of being and you know, creating new structures in this way of being. So we had two hits last year, June 24th, 2012 and September 19th, 2012, fairly close together. This year, we have an additional two hits. The first one on May 20th, 2013 and the second on November 13th, 2013. And what they, there's, you know, the first one, if I look at the one on May the 20th, I have the chart in front of me here. And I look to the Sabian symbols to get an understanding of what's the underlying current of what it is and of what we're learning. And this one's really about cosmic order and our need to explore. So cosmic order, okay. It may not make sense on how we're utilizing our own self-power, but then again, it could, right? We're utilizing our own self-power in terms of, you know, what's the cosmic order of the universe? How can we implement that on a day-to-day, on an hour-to-hour, or even on a month-to-month level? The second hit, which is November, it's interesting. Two dates here. On one sheet, I put November 13th. On the other sheet, I put November 1st. Is right.
So we'll check that when we're on break to see which is which.
I'll check that when I'm on break. But regardless, it's really about abstract trust. Okay? So we're breaking things down, right? And we're trusting in the process of breaking things down. We may not understand exactly what is...
It's November 1st.
It is November the 1st. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. So November the 1st, 2013. My apologies. Thank you for checking that, Lori.
Uh-huh.
It was on my typed out sheet. I had it wrong.
You know, it's 2013. You know, it's an easy one to do.
But I feel like...
All right, we're going to go to our last break. Did you finish that thought?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go to our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda. Nancy will be back with us on the 16th for call-in. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul. Every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura and Kira, Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lear, PSI 911 with Katie, Rhonda, and Christy, Life by Number with Celeste, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually Speaking Radio for the soul. CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
We're all misunderstood. They say we stand for nothing else.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda here. She's with UniversalSky.com. She offers a special for all of our Sky listeners. This would be the time if you wanted to get a reading done on your chart. This is a great time to do it at the beginning of the year so you know what's happening for yourself for this year. She does a reading for only $125, and that's a great deal for all the work that's put into doing an astrological chart. So we've been talking about 2013, and we ended with the Pluto square Uranus dates, and we still have some more that are coming, but they're next year, right?
Yes, yes. Just to recap, because this isn't an energy that is lighthearted by any means. It's transformative. It's truly assisting individuals to awaken to their own authentic self.
Right.
And to have their life mirror that sense of authenticity. Okay, so to not only be it within yourself, but also externally as well, right? Because quite often we will mirror what's within, out, or all the time actually, we will mirror outside of ourselves what is happening within ourselves. And when you're trying to align with your hopes, wishes, and dreams, and being truly authentic and aligning with your heart vibration and what your passion is, you know, we want our external life to show us that sense of passion. And in order to do that, we need to release what's standing in the way. So the additional dates, because this is a seven hit aspect. So there was two hits in 2012. There's two in 2013. The next one will be April 21st, 2014, then December 15th, 2014, and then March 16th, 2015. So we still have a few more years to truly integrate this transformative experience.
Right.
Transformation and evolution does not happen overnight.
Especially with Pluto.
Yes, exactly. Which is why we're given several years to integrate the learning.
Yes. Three.
Yeah.
Three big ones.
Mm-hmm. Then, of course, we go to what I wanted to talk about last and not least by no means, but it is at the end of the year. And it's how we're integrating the unconscious vibration of Capricorn and how we're kind of synthesizing that learning throughout the year. And it starts with and ends with Venus retrograde on December 21st, 2013. So during the winter solstice, or the day of the winter solstice, we have Venus stationing retrograde at 28 degrees of Capricorn. And it's interesting because the purpose to this retrograde period is really to contemplate existence within the self, what your values and beliefs are, what they are unconsciously, and why. So we're given the opportunity on some level to tap into that unconscious expression. Venus will be 18 degrees off of Pluto. And this aspect is called a vingentile. And vingentiles only allow for a 1 degree orb either side, which means you can go at 17 degrees, okay? But no more. It is a minor aspect. But here we are given the opportunity to higher awareness, to become aware of a doorway to higher worlds. As society needs to continue on its own path of transformation, not only is society transforming their value system, but individuals are as well. The lesson in terms of transformation is deep and intense. As corporations begin to change, they do so with a lot of resistance, okay? As individuals begin to change, they do so with resistance. There's this resistance in changing what it is that you value and believe in. The key is to holding on to the value in relationships that serve you and let go of the ones that no longer serve you, to let go of any resources that are draining so that you can lighten the load. And it stations direct on January 31st, 2014. And the question there is, are you ready to change? Are you ready to transcend?
Yeah. So we start the year in a retrograde with Jupiter, and we end the year in a retrograde with Venus.
Not sure
what that's telling us.
And you know what? I didn't look to ending the year in any outer planetary retrogrades. I can quickly look it up in my ephemeris just to see. Right. If when, you know, January 1st, 2014 comes along, Jupiter is also retrograde.
It is?
Yeah.
Again?
Again, in the sign of Cancer.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Well, it is interesting because 2014 would be a 7 year. So the conscious vibration would be Cancer.
Right.
The Chariot.
Right.
And Jupiter will be retrograde in Cancer and Venus retrograde in its opposing sign of Capricorn. So the learning does continue. I think it just becomes more conscious in 2014, where people are actively working through their unconscious natures. And you know what? In a time of when The Secret came out and Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, when all that stuff came out, people started identifying with the power of the unconscious mind. I think it's becoming more and more relevant in society to recognize their unconscious behaviors and how it affects their life and their dreams and their desires.
And I know that you don't like to say whether a year is going to be good or bad, but what do you think? It sounds like this is going to be, I don't know, it feels like, I thought we were going to get lighter, but it feels like this is going to be like another year where we're, you know, lots and lots of lessons.
There are. And it's all like, it all depends on your own individual frame of mind and your own levels of attachment to what your reality is, right? To me, I don't see it that heavy, but I know a lot of people will, okay? Because it all depends on your frame of mind and your how much evolution, how much growth have you done to this point in time? How much have you detached?
Right?
Like, and I'm not saying I'm not exempt from the lessons, right? It's just when your mind is at a particular plateau, you're aware of why the lessons are happening. So this is a great year to be informed, to get the information, to go into trying to understand, is this happening to me? Mm-hmm. Because as you understand that, you're identifying with your authentic nature. You're identifying with what your soul truly desires. You're releasing your ego consciousness and moving to soul consciousness.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap this for today, but I guess we'll see. We will do an upcap at the mid of the year. So
yes.
Anyway, you've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. Happy New Year's, and we've been on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.